Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Good day to you all. My name is Pastor Arthur, Pastor Arthur Nyamgoneka. I am from the Apostolic Faith Mission, and I'm so excited to be here as I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Right, so we are laboring under the theme, Healing is Your Portion. Healing is your portion. I'm here to announce to somebody that if you have been looking for a solution to the sickness, to the burden of sickness that you have been carrying, this is your solution right now. This is your solution. You might have gone to different places. You might have gone to different doctors, right? They might not have been able to help you, but this is where the buck stops, because this is where your solution is, through the Word of God. Right, so we are laboring, like I said, under the theme, Healing is Your Portion. I've five subtopics under this theme. The first one, I've titled it, By His Stripes. The second one is, Sickness is Not Your Burden to Carry. And then the third one is, Healing is Children's Bread. Now the fourth one, the one that we are dealing with in this session, I've titled it, Distance is Not a Barrier. Distance is not a barrier. Now this is mostly meant for those with loved ones, right? You know your loved one is not feeling well. I know the burden of having to carry somebody in your family who is not feeling well, right? Especially if that person is very close to you, right? It is not a nice feeling, right? It is not a nice feeling at all to see your loved one going through that sickness, suffering that sickness, and facing difficulties. It is not nice. It is not a nice feeling. Like I said, especially if that person is very close to you. Imagine if that person was your child and they are going through sickness, they are suffering. If you are a parent, I believe some of us would even wish if this thing was upon you and not upon your child. Right? If it is your partner who is experiencing that, sometimes you would even wish, can this thing just be on me so that my partner does not have to suffer. My wife or my husband does not have to suffer. It is not a nice feeling. It is not a nice feeling at all. It could be your cousin. It could be your uncle who is not feeling well. And she's been going through that sickness for a while. I'm here to encourage you that you can become a solution. Right, you can become an instrument that brings a solution to this darkness. You can become the light that brings, you know, solution to this darkness that is prevailing. So I'm looking for people that are saying, I'm available. I want to bring the solution. I want God to use me, right, to bring a solution to this situation that is happening. It cannot be that my child can continue being sick. It cannot be that my husband, my wife, continues being sick when I am there. I do not have to bear all of that. I do not have to witness all of that happening. I am looking for people that are saying, I'm available. I'm standing in the gap. I am standing in the gap for my loved one. Do I have such people? If you are here, I've got a scripture for you. And we are going to read from Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8 from verse 5. I think we'll finish at verse 13. It says, and when Jesus entered, and Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of palsy and grievously tormented. So this was a centurion who had a servant who was not feeling well. Right? Verse 7 says, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Ah, I like this centurion. He understood authority. He understood that distance is not a barrier at all when it comes to healing. So he said to Jesus, you do not have to come. I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. You do not have to come under my roof. You do not have to come to my house. The only thing you need to do is to speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And he's explaining why he said these words to Jesus. Verse 9, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. So this was all about authority. He said, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this one, go, and he goeth. And to the other one, to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Wow, what a marvelous story. Right, this teaches us that somebody was able to stand in the gap. This centurion went to Jesus and asked him to heal his servant who was not feeling well. Right. The Bible even tells us that he was grievously tormented, which means this was a serious situation. This was a serious sickness that he was going through. Right. And Jesus told him that, okay, you want me to heal your servant? I will come and heal him. Look at what the centurion said. You do not have to come. Right. I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. And he said, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm looking for people that are able to speak the word. And that word, they know it's not going to be limited by anything, but by the speech, the confession that they are going to make, they know it is going to be able to heal their loved one. You just need to speak the word. You don't need to be physically there. You don't need to be physically there. Even if your loved one is, you know, a great distance away from you, even if your loved one is in a different province, even if your loved one is in a different country, even if your loved one is in a different continent, distance is not a barrier. Distance is not a barrier. Jesus did not have to come all the way to the centurion's house. He just had to speak the word. And when he spoke the word, the servant was healed in the same hour. The servant was healed in the same hour. You see, your words, when you confess, when you speak your words, you need to know that your words are spirit. And your words are life. There is a time when Jesus was speaking to his disciples. Right? And he told them that these words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So, the same words that you are going to speak as a child of God. Because one thing you need to understand is that when you become born again, you become just like Christ. You become just like Christ. Because whatever that you are going to do from that point going forward, you are doing it in the name of Jesus. And what does it mean to do something in the name of Jesus? It means you have the power of attorney. You are doing things as if Jesus was doing them himself. That's what the power of attorney means. You are now doing things on behalf of Jesus. So now, if Jesus spoke a word from a distance and the servant was able to be healed, it means you can do the same. Just speak the word. And wherever your loved one is, they are getting healed right now. Don't worry about how dire the situation is. Don't worry about the fact that they are given only a few weeks to live by the doctor. Don't worry about that. Don't worry that your relative was only given 3 months to live. Don't worry that your relative was only given a few days to live. Your word is all that matters right now. Because at the end of the day, we need to find out whose report is going to stand. Is it the doctor's report or is it the report that is coming out of your mouth? It is the report that comes out of your mouth that has authority. Remember, the reason why the centurion had to tell this words to Jesus that he does not have to come all the way to his house, it is because he understood authority. He says, I tell this person, do this, and he does that. And I tell the other person, do this, and he does that. He said, you can do the same thing because your authority is coming from a spiritual angle. He looked at Jesus. He looked at what Jesus is able to do spiritually. Then he understood, no. This person has authority in the spirit realm. This person is a big person in the spirit realm, just as much as he was a big person in the physical realm. Remember, this was a centurion, and the centurion had soldiers under him. So he would command them, and they would not have to argue with his instructions. They would just have to do what he tells them to do. So he looked at Jesus, the way he operates, and he saw some similarities, right? He saw some similarities in how Jesus was operating. If Jesus was able to cast out evil spirits, right, he then knew that this person must have a spiritual authority. So he just needs to command, he just needs to speak a word, and then the devils will just have to listen. Because when the devils look at you right now, let me tell you something, my brother, my sister. When the devils look at you right now, they are looking at somebody who has got authority. So exercise that authority right now. Exercise it. Confess the word of God. Confess healing upon the life of your loved one. If it is your child, speak healing upon that child. Speak healing upon that child. Cast out the devil out of that child. Cast out whatever that the devil is causing upon that child, and then it's only a matter of waiting for the testimony. It is just a matter of waiting for the testimony, because your words carry power. Your words carry authority. Why are you wasting time now? Go ahead and confess. Go ahead and speak healing upon your loved one. Go ahead and speak healing upon your husband, upon your wife, upon your uncle, upon your aunt. Speak life upon them. Speak healing upon them. And remember, your word stands because your word carries authority. Distance is not a barrier. Wherever they might be, just check with them if something is happening in their life. Are they experiencing a recovery? I once did that, and I experienced I experienced positive results. I had a wonderful testimony coming out of this. I did it, and I got results. My father got healed through this same way of doing things. I spoke healing upon him, and he told me, he confirmed that indeed he is healed. You can do the same thing. Speak healing upon your loved ones. And as you do that, may God bless you. Amen.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.